Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 4th of July, Independence Day for all our American cousins. Happy, merry Independence Day. I'm so glad you left. No, I'm not. I'm only kidding. All the technology news in around 5 minutes. So, mini DisplayPort and HDMI could not be compatible. Now, I know you've got cables out there that do mini DisplayPort to HDMI, but what I'm talking about is the fantastic licensing body that is the HDMI organisation has deemed that the attachment of a mini DisplayPort to an HDMI out as a converter is not within their scope of supply. So, they are now all completely unlicensed. If you've got one, hold on to it, because it could be very rare soon. If you want to buy a new one, forget it. They'll be gone from the shelves this morning. You cannot buy HDMI to mini DisplayPort converters. Oh dear, this is so sad. Facebook is going to launch an in-browser video chat powered by Skype this week. Apparently, they sent out a thing saying RSVP for a special event, and it's going to be this week, and it's going to be absolutely awesome, unquote. But the cat has got out of the bag, and it seems that it's going to be a Skype hookup. You'll be getting video calling via Facebook. The porn market has just exploded. Oh, dear. Toshiba has released its Thrive Wi-Fi tablet, and it's going to be in Best Buy stores by the 10th of July. Thanks to Best Buy, of course, a fantastic source for leaks. It will be out there, it will be available, and it will be yours. It's an Android tablet made by a firm that's done an awful lot for mobile computing over the years, so it could have a chance of being quite good. And while on the subject of tablets, South Korea plans to convert all textbooks to digital and get rid of paperbacks and that kind of stuff by 2015. Every child in the land will have access to a tablet with every research and textbook notice on it that they need, and they'll never have to carry a book again. That's a bit of a shame, really, because my books used to fold up and go in my top pocket. MoviePass. It's a service in America which thought it'd be great to offer cheap movie tickets to everyone. So, it consorted with MovieTickets.com to make sure that all of their members could have low-priced movie tickets. Unfortunately, they didn't tell any of the theatres. The Landmark Theatres, AMC Theatres, Camera Cinemas and Big Cinemas. And as a result, they've all been told to get stuffed. Oh dear, that sounds great, doesn't it? Now, if you're expecting Lion to come out tomorrow, there's a good chance it will. Everyone's saying tomorrow or Wednesday is the big release. The Golden Master has been seeded out to developers, so unless anyone's got anything to really say, it seems a bit quick for this Wednesday, but if it does come out, I won't be getting a copy based on all the grief I've had with 10.6.8. Lion is also going to allow two virtualized instances of Mac OS X per machine. Now, before all of you Windows bods get really, really uptight and think that you're going to be able to put it on your Windows machine, you're not. The only caveat to it is you must run it on Mac hardware, which doesn't defeat the object if you're a developer, but it defeats the object if you were looking for a cheap Windows computer that would actually then run OS X. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And finally, the Apple store on Fifth Avenue has been shrouded and covered over. There's been a wooden hoarding put up, and it's going to be painted black probably later today. And you won't be able to see what's gone on for another few weeks. But when it does, it'll be another glass atrium that'll look absolutely super gorgeous. And the best store in the world will be open once again. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll read it out. If you've got a review, please stick it on iTunes. All the shows need reviews. If you want to come to the Bagel Tech Bash, this is your last chance this week. Send me an email to the previous one I've just given you and I'll send you the directions and where to go and when to get here. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again on Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news. And I know it's been a 4th of July weekend, so that's why there's not an awful lot of news today. But there better be some more by Wednesday, I'm telling you. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.